I took drama all 4 years of high school, and I so badly wanted to be one of those kids. Like, I got cast as, like, a tree one time. And then it got to the point where I was purposely trying to piss off the theater teacher, Miss Dunn. So I was, like, the weird kid. I would just take the class over and over again. And I remember there was this one assignment where we had to create our own characters in a pre-existing musical. So I was Chloe the Tampon from Beauty and the Beast. So what I did was I wore a blanket that I covered in ketchup, and the whole thing was I was a concubine of the prince, and when the spell was cast that turned everyone into objects, I was turned into a tampon. Because he had just, like, jizzed on my face and called me a whore and then answered the doorbell and was mean to the witch who cast the spell. And then my name was Chloe. And my whole monologue was about Belle's vagina that I hadn't been used in, like, 15 years. And it was just nice to be, like to have a purpose and be inside Belle's vagina. And then I did a song called Beauty and the Yeast. Miss Dunn fucking hated me. Oh, I did. I went to the song about one of the abortions she had.
Oh, no.
How many songs
did
you
give
have
a fuck.
Did you write a whole musical?
Oh, dude, that was my thing, yeah.
As a tampon?
I used to write song parodies all the time that I would perform in ninth grade to the other kids. A cappella.
A cappella song parodies.
Oh, yeah.
So when you decided to not take theater class seriously at all, did the theater class...
I did. No, the thing, my problem was that theater class, like, I remember in my freshman year, I got punished in theater class. I had an assignment failed because I wrote my own monologue and you were supposed to pick them from a book. After that, I was like, fuck, I'm just going to do my own shit and... You know.
Wait, your biggest quip was...
I'm just saying, Miss Dunn hasn't been on At Midnight 8 times. Saying. Dunn, as in her career.
But you didn't... So
you're mailing this to her, this whole thing. Yeah.
Dear Mrs. Dunn, the world's worst
theater
teacher.
Every Miss Dunn in Florida is going to get a copy of this.
Yeah. Her last name is just Larry the Cable Guy's catchphrase. That's her contribution to comedy.